the Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Vicki Barker in London. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky blaming Russia for shelling a major dam in southern Ukraine.
Zelensky has placed the blame squarely on Russia's shoulders, while the Kremlin has accused Kyiv of blowing it up. The dam is in Russian-occupied territory and is important for the safe running of the Kremlin-controlled Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, which Moscow-backed authorities say is stable for now.
CBS's Deborah Pata in Kharkiv, Ukraine. Instead of building a $90 million police and firefighter training center, this Atlanta resident, among those telling the city council to
make investments that are necessary to create true public safety. Yeah. Invest in affordable housing. Yeah. Invest in affordable health care.
At the end of the all-night session, the city council approved the center, which will be built in an urban forest in a largely black area. Another Republican hat's thrown into the ring, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie launching his presidential bid at a rally in Manchester, New Hampshire today. These locals already weighing in.
Chris Christie's getting in this just to attack Trump. I don't think he has any real goals at trying to become president.
I think Christie's great too. I think the more the competition, the better we can see who Donald Trump really is and who these guys are.
Former Vice President Mike Pence formally launches his campaign tomorrow. One of America's worst traitors has died. Robert Hansen was found dead in his prison cell. CBS's Cammie McCormick tells us the former FBI agent sold secrets, big secrets, to Moscow.
His disclosures included U.S. nuclear war preparations, a secret eavesdropping tunnel under the Soviet embassy in Washington, and he betrayed double agents, one of whom was executed.
Hansen was 79. From traitors to heroes, 79 years ago today, Allied forces landed on the beaches of Normandy, turning the tide of World War II. CBS's Elaine Cobb reports from Paris.
Just one of the almost 200 French fighters who joined the Normandy landings in 1944 is still alive. Léon Gauthier is 100 years old and was back on the beaches today for commemoration ceremonies led by French President Emmanuel Macron. Gauthier told reporters he will never forget that June 6th, nor the friend who was killed just feet away from him. And he warned that peace is fragile and must not be lost again. Elaine Cobb, CBS News, Paris.
2,500 Americans were among the soldiers who died on D-Day. And Prince Harry has been giving blistering testimony at a phone hacking trial in London, accusing the Mirror Group newspapers of intrusions that blighted his childhood, adolescence, and adult life. This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
You're listening to a radio station that's part of the Civic Media Network. Find more at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. Charges have been filed against the Racine man that owned a gun an 8-year-old used to shoot themselves accidentally last month. Police say the gun belonged to 21-year-old Alejandro Jaramillo, who was prohibited from possessing it due to a previous felony conviction. A Milwaukee Department of Public Works employees yesterday discovered a body in a stolen Kia SUV at the Milwaukee tow lot. The SUV had been towed there after a crash into a tree following its theft. A new online planning tool is up and running. Brittany Merlot has more.
The launch of a new website with information about Kenosha County Park's network of trails has been announced. Details about the multi-use trails, hiking trails, paved pathways, bicycle routes, mountain bike trails, and snowmobile routes are indexed. One of the newly added pages categorizes the trails based on difficulty level.
I'm Stuart J. Waddles, and this is Civic Media News.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. Okay.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. You know, Calvin, you might not remember this, but one of the great things Donald Trump did, mark this down. One of the great things Donald Trump did in his time was created something called Space Force. You remember he created Space Force, right? We haven't heard much about Space Force since he created it. But apparently, man, that's some stuff that's been going on that our government has been keeping away from us. You believe in extraterrestrial stuff, man?
Yes. Yeah.
You believe ETs and all that kind of stuff? And
I don't know if we've been visited. Like, I don't know if there's extraterrestrials that have been to Earth, but I believe they're out there somewhere.
Okay. So there's more and more information coming out. Now, this is today's June 6th. So this article is as recent as they can be. It's in today's Huffington Post, and it talks about the UFO bombshell. The United States intelligence whistleblower says feds have an intact craft. Now, let me, I love sci-fi movies, man. You know, I mean, I'm so deranged when it comes to sci-fi movies, man. I watched some of the stuff from 1958 where the monsters look like a basketball, right? I mean, they don't scare anybody. All those old movies, man, it's the worst, what's the stuff, man, when you make up and all that kind of stuff. It's just horrible. And you can't believe any of the stuff because you haven't seen any of those real old movies, have you?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, don't. Attack of the Green Onion. And, you know, they've got this onion, you know, coming after the people. But they always got something crazy. But you did see Independence Day, the first one, right?
Yeah, with Will Ferrell.
Yeah, Will Smith.
Not Will Ferrell, Will Smith. Yeah. That was the Freudian slip.
Okay, no, we got that, man. We all make those. But they had the intact spacecraft, right? Had been there. They had this intact spacecraft. It had been there for some time. They had the alien in the spacecraft. And so didn't tell anybody anything about it. Well, this David Gersh says the government has been lying to Americans for decades about what it really has found. He claims that they have intact spacecraft that have visited this planet. And just won't tell the people. A whistleblower served in the U.S. military and in several intelligence roles says the federal government has multiple craft of non-human origin and has been working overtime to cover it up. I will say this. I always ask the questions, man, when we started, you know, we've got the space station. You don't hear much about the space station, do we?
Nope, not really.
Right. And you know there's a lot of activities always going on at the space station. It's multinational. It doesn't belong to America. Even though America and Russia are stark enemies, they both work together in what's happening at the space station. All nations are engaged for the most part and involved with sending people back and forth to the space station. You ever wonder why? Why is it that these nations can't get along on Earth, but we somehow collectively agree to this thing about space and the space station and all the things that they've taken up to the space station? And it's kind of a secret. You know, I mean, we know it's there, but we don't really know why. And we don't know how much they've expanded it. And we don't know what they're doing up there. But it certainly makes you pause and think that there's got to be something that makes the nations come together and spend the amount of time. They're probably people up there now. They're up there all the time. And sometimes for a year, and sometimes longer. But never, I think, is there a time when the space station is not being utilized. So this gentleman, David Gersh, says that, you know, there are these non-human origin technical vehicles that our nation has been finding, either having crashed or even been able to get their hands on. They are retrieving non-human origin technical vehicles, call it spacecraft, if you will, non-human exotic origin vehicles that have either landed or crashed, David Grush told News National on Monday. In some cases, agents found more than just vehicles. Well, naturally, when you recover something that's either landed or crashed, sometimes you encounter dead pilots. And believe it or not, as fantastical as that sounds, it's true, he said. So he says they found pilots in these contraptions. Earlier in the day, the debrief reported that Grush has told both Congress and the U.S. Inspector General that this information was illegally withheld from lawmakers who have recently held hearings on UFO activity. The U.S. military now prefers the acronym UAP, Unidentified Aerial Phenomena, or Unidentified Anomalous Phenomena. Grush, who saw combat in Afghanistan, served several roles in the U.S. intelligence community and was the National Reconnaissance Office's representative to the UAP Task Force, told the debrief, the U.S. government and its contractors have been retrieving material for decades. Do you believe any of that?
Well, so this all kind of started in 1947 with the Roswell incident, right, in New Mexico. So I kind of struggle to believe that it's been kept under wraps this securely for that long. Like, how much stuff from the 1940s hasn't came out? I mean, maybe, I guess you don't know till you know. But I don't know. It would be neat, I guess, but I would like to know why it's secret.
So I can understand how they can keep it secret. You know, the United States government, You know, Tom always says we the people. We the people are the government. But the government does so many things that we have no concept and no clue whatsoever of what they do. and that they can keep secret for centuries. So it does not surprise me. I guess that what is more telling is that more and more of this information, a year or so ago, there was all of this conversation in this country about all these unidentified flying objects that they used to dismiss. But then when military people started saying, jet pilots and ships that they've seen unidentified flying objects, and they have let that out publicly. It's one thing to say, well, you know, we got a guy up in Sturgeon Bay who says he saw an alien. We're not going to mention any names. And you say, okay, well, you know, that we know. He's just. But when the military itself starts making these statements, man, and starts talking about it, and it's more talked about publicly and not from the perspective of some crazed person, it makes you stop and wonder and think. New York Times reported in 2020 had debriefed Defense Department officials on a range of discoveries, such as items retrieved from off-world vehicles not made on this earth. It also comes amid a remarkable period in which the U.S. military has for the first time admitted to encounters with objects that seem to defy known technology. I do believe. I've never, I'm not saying that whatever things are, I think it would be foolhardy to think that the only life on any planet is here on this earth. I would think that the creator of all of it, in some way, shape, or form, did not just, if you believe in a creation, did not just place life on this earth. And as people prepare, long after I'm gone, to go to these different planets. Do me a favor, Calvin. When you take your first trip, your first road trip to Venus, hey, send a message to me and let me know how it was.
I think I might be just a little. I don't know if I'll
be around.
Make it, yeah. maybe the kids nowadays, yeah, like the 5-6 year olds.
I guess what it comes down to, man, is the fear. We have fear of the unknown, and the fact that they have this information. Should this information be available to people? And, people panic. And I understand why they keep it away from people. Because I saw what happened on Independence Day, and I don't want that to happen here. right? Or one of my favorite movies, the one with Tom Cruise. I can't think of that movie, man. Why can't I think of that? No, it wasn't Mars Attacks. Mars Attacks was a funny movie. Anyway, y'all go to break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. Okay.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, the Cripescast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies this afternoon with a chance for scattered rain showers. High of 76, northeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast skies again tonight. Lows dip down to about 54. High of 74 tomorrow. Ample sunshine expected Thursday. With daytime highs approaching 74. 80 Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 63 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz on 540 AM WAUK.
Back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, Texas, that same number. Here's certainly something that's timely and certainly something that needs to be discussed, and this is how it's handled in different parts of the world, and that's addiction. Many people dying from fentanyl. Many Americans addicted to these types of drugs and dying young. And there are more people dying from drug overdoses than even being murdered. So the question becomes, what is going on in the country that so many people, especially younger people, are willing to risk losing their lives from these types of drugs? Now, I know they're not planning their deaths in most instances. You know, they're taking these drugs because they want to get high. They want to escape. That's what this is about. You don't take drugs like you know, heroin and opioids unless you're looking to escape reality. So why are so many Americans looking to escape reality? What is it? Because you have to address, we can talk about who's bringing the drugs in, and we can talk about fentanyl. And yes, but nobody puts a gun to anybody's head to make them take those drugs. I'm not talking about fentanyl, because fentanyl is what is being used to lace the other things, cocaine and heroin and others. It's being used to cut those drugs. So the question becomes, so many young people, you know, I didn't fall down out of heaven. I used drugs when I was younger. I'm not going to lie to people. I get that. But man, when we were doing that, there was not a threat of death tied up in, you know, when I took a hit of coke. No, Earl, don't tell us you took a hit of coke many times. I'm just saying, man. Let's be honest with people. And so the truth of the matter is, I get it that the people wanted to recreationally get high. But, that you know, dying is something altogether different. We weren't faced with, hey, if you do this, you could die. But we know that. That's a given. And so people know that. So what makes them, in the face of that, continue to do that activity? When you know at the end of it could be death. The goal was to get high, not to die. So while we're talking about fentanyl coming into the country, and if we don't talk about why people are looking to escape, we're wasting our time. Gotta be effort extended into finding out why people, knowing that when I do this, I could die, and then not being able to resist. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Nobody's talking about that. So we're all talking about we need to do something about the Mexicans at the border. We need to do something about China. If there wasn't a desire for that drug or for those drugs by people in this country, then that would not be coming to this country. It's supply side economics. And so there's a desire for it, so it's here. Why? Why are so many young people ready to give up on life before they even get a chance to live it? What is it about our nation today that people are willing to take that risk? Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. It's the question that should be asked. And that's why I'm asking it. It should be asked on a national level. But I don't have that platform. We're going about it the wrong way. It's not about what they're bringing in through the border. It's about making sure that we educate younger people coming behind those that this is what the risk is. And I don't hear people talking about that. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show
on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. The European Union blaming Russia for shelling a vital dam in Ukrainian territory it occupies.
I can already say that the destruction of Nova Kakhovka Dam brings the targeting of civilian infrastructure and civilians in Ukraine to unprecedented new level.
Russia blames Kyiv for the attack, which is flooding local towns and potentially threatening operations at the Zaporizhzhia nuclear plant. Build a $90 million police and firefighter training center in an urban forest in a poor black part of Atlanta.
I am for it. I ask the council to vote with your consensus and with the community's long-term interests.
Dozens of other Atlantans argued against it in an all-night city council meeting. The training center passed. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie launching his bid for the Republican presidential nomination today. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns has more.
Remember, Christie was once a Trump ally and advisor, but now he's trying to set himself apart from the rest of the field as one of the toughest Trump critics in the race.
CBS News Brief, I'm Vicki Barker.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. A 27-year-old Milwaukee suspect connected to the homicide of 1-year-old Zaire Nevels was arrested during a traffic stop in Kenosha County Sunday. The shooting happened Saturday when the child was fatally shot outside of a library during an argument involving adults. Anthony Mendoza, a 25-year-old man from Kenosha, drowned after jumping into the chain of lakes Sunday. An autopsy confirmed drowning as the preliminary cause of his death. What took so long? That was the sentiment from Kenosha Alderman David Mao last night before the city council voted to reduce fines for pot possession.
Nobody else had previously attempted to do this, especially, like I said, with the numbers we saw on the referendum.
Mao referenced the 72% of Kenosha residents that voted in favor of legalizing marijuana. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, and this is Civic Media News.
Knucklehead CBD and Vapes is now online at knuckleheads.shop. Step into your favorite smoke shop without leaving your home. Find grinders, papers, Delta 8, and more, all from your computer or phone. With free shipping on all orders over $50, you'll be sure to find exactly what you like. You can also order for in-store pickup, so there's no wait. Knucklehead CBD and Vapes, located at 520 State Street in Madison. Order online today at knuckleheads.shop. With free shipping on all orders over $50, you'll be sure to find exactly what you like.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The issue with Milwaukee schools, just not enough high-quality schools.
Weekdays 11 to 2.
You can talk about everything else. You can talk about the funding. You can talk about school choice and for it or against it. But there's not enough Hope Christian schools. There's not enough St. Marcus schools. There's not enough Kings. There's not enough Reagans.
And until we fix that,
Milwaukee public schools really isn't going to change.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
Join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. You know, one of the reasons why I was bringing that up and why we were having the conversation is because in different parts of the world, they force people into recovery. And their interventions in different parts of the world that force people into getting, you know, the type of help that they need. The question becomes whether or not, you know, that helps. And many across the country think that forced abstinence is not something that really works. And so that's really kind of what this is about. At some point in time, we have to get to a point where what we're doing now is not working. And so many people are losing their lives, so we got to try something. And my thing is, we can't just keep moving down the path that we have been moving down. Now, I want to jump to our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Here's another subject that is really important that I think we should delve into and look at. And phone lines are open again at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. And this is an article in today's Huffington Post, and it's it talks about Missouri wants to execute an inmate named Michael Tezus today. Let's go to the phone lines and Deidre. Hey, Deidre, thank you very much for the call. Thank you for listening. You say what?
Hello. I am the mother of a daughter who passed away from fentanyl under a year ago.
Oh, my heart goes out to you.
My daughter was 34 years old, a mother of two, a wife, a CO in a prison, a outstanding woman, and the reason I believe her personal death happened is she needed mental health relief. She had gotten a pill that she had thought was a regular anxiety pill, and as you stated, it was induced with fentanyl.
You know, I don't... You know, a heart goes out to you and your family, and your thoughts on the way the nation is addressing these issues. If there was something that you could say on behalf of your daughter and others.
Okay, I would definitely say last year is the first time that I was aware. And I'm so happy you're having this program, and I'm so happy that, you know, you're spreading the word to these people and these kids and anybody. I would say that our mental health system, our insurance companies, our doctors are not taking care of our mental health. And I get you when you say, yeah, we used to get high. We used to want to get high. Some of the people aren't wanting to get high. They do want the release is what you're saying, you know? They want the relief. And if you're thinking you're getting something for a relief, you're not getting that. You're getting death. You're getting death.
You know, ma'am. Go ahead.
Oh, no. Go ahead.
You may not know it, but I have a son who is mentally ill. And I always tell people about, you know, the travails of my life in his life. And over the past, he's now 46 years old, and mental illness has been with us over the last 24 years. And we live in a society that has kind of dismissed mental illness. And you know, there was a time when that wasn't the case. In our parents' time, and you know, maybe it was draconian the way they handled mental illness. They put people in warehouses, and you ever see Ones Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest?
Yes.
And that's kind of the way they treated people with mental illnesses. But because I have a son who is mentally ill, I am very much involved in and aware of what goes on with a society that ignores the mental illness issues of the citizens. And at the end of that is all of this pain and misery, because we have a society that does not do right by people with mental illness.
Agreed. Correct. Ironically, I am also a caregiver for people with mental illness. And I mean, I understand this whole concept of wanting to check out for a minute or
right.
get help, get relief. But, you know, the insurance companies, they won't approve anything that is, it's just give you a pill and be on your way. It's not strong enough. Who knows? I don't know. I have 70,000 more patients I have to see today. You know, try this out. Try this out.
Yes.
And it's not individual care for the person anymore.
So
we used to go to the doctor, and the doctor knew your first name when you walked in. Now the doctor's like, "Hey, who are you? Okay, I'm sorry, I got the wrong chart here." You know, so we're not addressing the one-on-ones like we used to.
Ma'am, all I can say to you is, you have lived long enough, as I have, to remember a time when things were not the way they are today. And
exactly.
And so we don't have either the time nor a society that is concerned enough with the individual human beings because, again, we spend most of our resources on military. And so we don't have time for the American citizens who have these types of issues. And other nations do a much better job of dealing with people who have mental illnesses than this nation. And so, you know, people constantly harp on the fact that I'm always beating up on our country. You have to beat up on a country that has ignored
you
its citizens who, right now, as I'm talking about the fentanyl issue. And you are a testament to an unfortunate situation where you lost somebody you love dearly, and your grandchildren have lost their mother, and this will never, they'll never, you can't turn back the clock on this. But as a nation, we've got to do a much better job of educating people in this country and not spending all the time talking about that people are bringing it up from the border. What does that solve? Nothing.
Right. Right. It solves nothing. You're not addressing where does the root come from? Where does the problem absolutely start that you want to go purchase this?
Yes. You know, ma'am, it's, you know, we live in a society that alcohol does severe damage to people, but it's okay. We know long term the number one killer of people in this country is alcoholism. We know that. But it's legal. So, you know, we encourage it. We've got commercials on. We advertise it, you know. And so that's okay because it's legal. Well, it does as much damage as anything. Deidre, I wish I had more time, but thank you from the depths of my heart. And our hearts and prayers go out to you and your family. It takes a lot of courage to have experienced the pain that you've experienced and be willing to share. Leave your number with Calvin. Will you please?
That would be wonderful.
I'd love to reach back.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, I'd love to reach back out to you. Thank you very much for the call. You know, we just have to get this right. Okay? And again, the answer to it is not the Chinese are bringing fentanyl into the country. The Mexicans is coming from the border. That's elementary. We've got to delve deeper. We've got to dig deeper into why. And we do know in many instances why. The pharmaceutical companies have been able to get away with producing these pills, Oxycontin and others, and getting away with it and helping create, you know, the desire for it. Many, many doctors have been sued for also playing a role in distributing Oxycontin. You know, many pharmacies have been sued, if you will. Collectively, they were the biggest drug dealers in the country. Yes, in this country. We talk about the poor guy on the street corner selling, you know, weed. And he's a thug and he's a drug dealer. We must get rid of him. But at the same time that was going on, we weren't saying one thing about the real drug dealers. A government that turned a blind eye, knowing what was going on, who helped our young people get hooked and addicted, and then shut it off. Because it's true, Oxycontin was where many young people got hooked on this. And then when they couldn't get Oxycontin, they wound up reaching out to whatever it was that they could get next to that. I don't know. I didn't do that. But I told you I did have my own demons that I overcame. So I think I know a little something about it. I really do. And I know that the way we're addressing it right now is not the answer. But nobody's going to invite Earl on any panel or any of those things to talk about what some of the solutions. They're not. But the answer, the way they're handling it right now, is not the answer. It's not. It's not that simplistic. Let's go to CJ. What's going on, CJ?
Thanks for taking my call, Earl. I don't like the way you gloss over the fact of how this fentanyl and that tragic story for that woman happens 300 times a day around this country.
What am I glossing over, man? First off, what am I glossing over? If you've been listening to the inception of this conversation, candid conversation that I've had and am having. Not only did I listen to the caller, but I also talked about my own demons. So don't tell me what I've been glossing over. That's not glossing over anything. Go ahead.
I want to answer. Okay. How you gloss over how this fentanyl gets here. 300 times a day it happens around this
country. What is it about you cats? Man, what is it about you cats? I said that that's not the issue. If we're going to continue to talk about how it gets here and not why people are taking it, we're missing the point. Got to go to a break. Hang on. 844-967-2789. We'll be back.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
At Lakeland Care, we build better lives. Located right here in northeastern Wisconsin, our staff lives and works in the areas we serve. Offering public and private care management options, we have a strong track record of success in helping members of our community live their happiest, healthiest, and most independent lives. Beyond care management, we now offer consulting, coaching, and training for individuals and organizations. Where you need us, when you need us, we're on your team. Visit LakelandCareINC.com to learn more.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I just
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Daytime highs approaching 76. This afternoon, under cloudy skies, with a chance for scattered showers. Winds out of the northeast, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Lowest level off around 54. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 74. Sunny skies Thursday with highs around 74. 80 Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently,
this summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
Text us that same number. We're talking about, you know, what to do about, you know, educating people on what's happening, you know, with the use of drugs. And let's go to Andre from Wauwatosa. Hey, Andre, how you doing? Thank you very much
for
calling.
I'm doing great, Gerald. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Good, good. No, I was just following up on it. I was listening to the guy who was seeing your call or something. But, you know, in my opinion, you know, this society is broken. You know, the United States is broken as a people, from a spiritual comfort point of view, in my opinion. It needs to be fixed. Like you were saying, some things about spending money on military, there needs to be some money put in other areas, too. I agree with you on that. But as a country, we are broken. Politically, religiously, justice. We're broken as a people. And I'm 70 years of old. I've seen this country. I don't even recognize it anymore. And I've been to every state in this country, with the exception of Puerto Rico. And I've lived in 23 states in my profession. And this place is broken. So you have a combination of social media. And be aware of invented matters. Because with newly invented matters come innovation. And with innovation, it leads to a hellfire. So as a result of that, our kids are committing suicide because they're broken. They don't know. They've been telling them to do this, to do that, and they reach out to drugs to comfort themselves.
You know, Andre, you and I are in the same age demographic, and the nation is broken. And I don't care the people who act as if it's not. Can stick their heads in the sand all they want to, but so many young people are dying. And if it's not from gunshots, it's from the drugs. And we have a nation that's not willing to really do the things necessary to address these issues. And the answer is not the people coming from the border. That's hogwash. And that's what we hear people who don't have answers or solutions to the real issues that are causing the problems in this society. So they parrot the same thing. Well, the fentanyl's coming from the border. And even if it is coming from the border, who makes people use it? And why are people using it is the question. Not the fact that it's coming from the border. Because if it's not coming from the border, they're going to find it somewhere. Thank you, Andre. I appreciate it. Karina, how you doing, my friend? Thank you. You say what?
Hi, Earl. Well, the first thing I say, you know, 2 hours is not really working for me. I know there is a bigger and fatter plan behind it, but as of right now, it feels like most of the programs, like yesterday, it feels like you guys are taking a full chest of air to take a fare. And you have to finish
Broadway. So, Karina, you know, I'm only a host. I'm only a host, but thank you.
I know. But about drugs, listen, I work in the healthcare, you know that. And I worked for a long time, and I'm still working with the mental health clinics, private clinics, independent clinics, built several of them. So this is what it is. The thing is, the drugs, as you absolutely right, is not where they're coming from. is why are we using them? And
yes.
Why the young people using them? So there is a huge problem besides peer pressure, parents' pressure, school pressure, and everything like that. Those kids are going through their life, younger life, without being assessed for mental health. Unless teachers or parents would start asking questions and be concerned, if the child is a quiet child, no one will look at this child unless there is some sort of problem. We do not have a systematic processing, and everybody against us because, oh, you're not going to discriminate my child. My child is absolutely fine. But majority of youth is a dual diagnosis. There is always underlying mental condition, which needs to be fairly easily, most of the time, solved and helped kids. We misdiagnose, we underdiagnose, and the funniest part out of all, pediatric and the mental health is the least specialties what's getting paid. The fee schedule, what they getting paid, nowhere near where the other doctors receive reimbursement.
Hey, Karina.
So, as you can see, for healthcare, it's not important, neither kids.
Hey, Karina, I wish I had more time, but thank you very much for the call. I just want to say this as we get ready to wrap this up. And so this is both, this is for both, you know, urban, rural, and suburban. All those children, this is happening to all of them. You don't escape because you live in a well-to-do suburb. You don't escape because you live in rural America. And you don't escape because you live in urban America. The impact is across the board. So if there's certainly something that we need to be able to come together collectively to address with all the other things that we can't get right in this country, this we should be able to, because all of our children, I don't care where they're from, are impacted by this. And Democrat, Republican, Christian, Muslim, you know, male, female, you know, has nothing to do with it. Those are the things that are causing it to continue to proliferate. The separation, the divide amongst people who should put the lives of our future and value them more than anything else. We got to go. Thank you, Calvin, as always. Thank everybody who made the show go. I'll be back on tomorrow. Thanks to callers. You've been tuned in to the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
Summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. Okay.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.